With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was somewhat Reagan-esque in its upbeat tone, President-elect Trump telling a packed house in Phoenix over the weekend that America's best days are just around the bend.
For all of us standing before you today, I can proudly proclaim that the golden age of America is upon us. It is. It's going to be a golden age. There's a spirit that we have now that we didn't have just a short while ago.
Among other things, Mr. Trump suggests he may try to regain control of the U.S.-built Panama Canal. He also vows to start dealing with the border crisis on day one of his second term. Also at SRNNews.com, New York City's police commissioner calls it one of the most depraved crimes that one could commit. A 33-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala is in custody after allegedly setting a fellow subway rider on fire, then calmly watching as the victim died. The female victim was asleep when randomly attacked. High-profile New York murder case takes another turn today.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is expected to be arraigned today in a Manhattan court on state murder and terror charges. That case, brought by the Manhattan DA, will run parallel to his federal case. Mangione was formally charged last week by the DA with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. His court appearance was preempted by federal prosecutors bringing their own charges that could carry the possibility of the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
Several people injured. Couple of small drones collided midair, falling into the crowd over the weekend at a Christmas show in downtown Orlando. The Dow futures down 88 points. This is SRN News. More disturbing suicide numbers from Canada.
The government says that of all the non-terminally ill people who took their own life with the help of a doctor last year, about half were simply lonely. Pro-life advocates and others warned that when Canada began to allow non-terminally ill people to commit suicide, these kinds of results would soon follow. The government has already revealed that assisted suicide now accounts for one in every 20 deaths in Canada, the highest percentage ever recorded. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year. That's a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack. That's about on par with previous years. This is SRN News. Plans to pump more money into the inflation-weary U.S. economy, with a million taxpayers slated to get up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks.
The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Christmas is upon us, and there is no end in sight to the strike. It targets online retail giant Amazon. In fact, the Teamsters walkout has been growing, more Amazon workers joining the job action. More details at SRNNews.com.